tasting. What we do is take a small amount right off the top. It doesn't take much. That's the warmest part right here. I'm going to invert the spoon. Cover all 9,000 taste buds. Aerate it. Warm it up. Driving up that top note. That cream. Pure vanilla. Sweeteners. That's a 10.
All right. Welcome back to Cream of Wheat.
Hello, the odious of all of the radio shows at Tufts WMFO Medford. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Indeed. This is Aiden and Ben.
Hello, welcome back.
And here we are, speaking to you from the darkness, as we do.
As we always do. Straight into the void, from our mouths to your void.
Cream of Wheat. From our mouths to your void, every 2 to 3 a.m. EDT, Wednesdays. Wait, Ben, tell the people what they really want to know, which is what they just listened to.
What they just listened to is the ice cream taste tester, I believe, for Edie's. I don't really know how to pronounce that.
Mm.
And that is a video of the man. I'm going to try to paint a picture of what that man is doing with his mouth, because some would say is unique.
Truly an art, really.
Flapping his mouth, lips up and down like a bird traveling southbound for the winter.
Mm.
Repeatedly, but the wind is very strong and he is fighting against it.
Interesting.
And that is why it makes a noise.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm.
That makes sense.
That's basically what's happening in that video.
That makes a lot of sense, Ben.
Speaking of mouths flapping up and down, how many listeners do we have today, Aiden?
Okay. We have nine. Nine,
wow,
as it were.
A new record.
Perhaps. No, we've had higher.
We've had higher.
And let's not lower our standard. We don't do that here.
We don't do that on WMFO 91.5.
Why do you need to keep looking at the sign that's posted in the studio? This information is the same every week.
Because there's no sign facing me.
Oh. Yeah. I'm sorry, Ben. I apologize. We should accommodate you more.
Thank you. Yes. This is really about me.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
Yeah. Appreciate it. Should we play another song?
Well, given that we haven't played a song yet, unless you call birds flying to some sort of ice creamy paradise winter a song.
That is what our show is about.
I mean, I suppose, Ben, what is music?
Oh, yeah. Let's get philosophical in here. What is music? I would say the number one thing that makes music is a time signature.
Interesting.
Be that a four above a different four.
Yeah.
Or three above that same four.
Yeah.
Or perhaps even a two over a four.
Yeah.
All of which are time signatures, I think.
Yeah, I just think it's important that music makes you feel something, you know?
That's what I'm saying about the fours.
Okay. All right. I guess we're really just saying the same thing, just in different languages.
Mostly English.
Mostly English, though. All right. Let's kick it off with a song. Ben, what have we got queued up for the people?
I'm thinking... Sorry, that really...
Why is that funny?
I think that the people want to hear something about their childhood, something nostalgic.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of when I say childhood?
Shakira.
Right. And that is why we're going to play the song Roller Coaster by the Orion Experience.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, all right. Because of Shakira. Here it is.
All right. Don't touch that dial, folks. We'll be right back on Cream of Wheat.
Down me by your side. time we got together, you had gotten wise. You learned a little more about the world. Hidden.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Cream of Wheat. I'm Ben.
And I'm Aiden.
And today we have... Well, okay, before we start this conversation...
Yes. Let's not get too ahead of ourselves.
We are hasty
now,
right now, my friend.
You're a hasty man.
We need to slow down. Hold your horses, if you will.
Grab them.
Hold them by the restraint, because I don't have other horse things.
Hold them by their restraint.
As the cowboy said. Anyway...
What their bridle, perhaps.
Yeah, bridle, that's the one. Please, what did we just hear?
Immediately previous to this period of time in which we are having discourse.
The penultimate song.
No, it'd be the ultimate song.
Oh, you're right. It was the ultimate song. Please,
the ultimate
the
song was Easier Said by Sunflower Bean.
Wow.
A very neat little band that actually just released a new album. I need to listen to it, but... recommended to me by a very good friend of mine that I don't know. The band is super, super interesting. Very like a summer bop sort
absolutely
of thing. So I felt that.
I was summer bopping in here. You saw that. You can vouch for me.
I witnessed a moderate to light amount of summer bopping.
And that was the appropriate amount for 2 or 3 a.m.
Yes. And then Ben, relative to our current position in time where we are talking, the penultimate song was a song that you played, which was, again, just to reiterate for the good folks at home.
Oh, that? Oh, yeah. Roller Coaster by the Orion Experience. A classic.
That's great. Yes. You know what else is a classic? Rating the attractiveness of the leader of the Western world. So, Ben, you just asked me, kind of in the studio, in kind of this odd sort of way, who I thought the most attractive president was, and then you looked it up, and you're prepared to do a segment on it. So, begin.
Yes. So, prepared is a generous word. I looked up who is the hottest president with no punctuation or capital letters.
Dude, that's all you need nowadays, though.
That's all you need. And the 44 hottest male presidents, male is important to specify, in U.S.
It's
history.
It's also important to know that there are, up until this point when it was written, there were only 44 presidents.
So, I am going to control F on the site for Trump, because that is obvious.
Is he around? Is he about?
Is he in?
Does he frolic in this article?
He's not in the article.
Yeah, it was probably written before he was elected, which meant that there were literally only 44 presidents. So to say the 44 hottest presidents of the United States.
Does that make Trump just not a hot president?
No, it was written before he was president.
Well, I just feel like it's a disservice to the community of the Western world to not be updating
that's
such
probably fair
a pertinent article.
To rate the attractiveness of our current leader.
Yes. Probably not top 10. I'm just going to go ahead and
we'll just say that.
Should we say he is top 10 in case he's listening?
Or should we just make like a hot take and try to get people to ring that telephone?
We're going
to
please reach out into the void. Speaking of.
If you haven't gotten... If this is your first time listening, first off, I apologize. Second off... The void is a big thing here. A literary motif. If you haven't been able to already pick that up.
Thematically extremely important.
It has a deep symbolism that at the end of the show, I'd like you to call and we can have a deep discourse about.
Yes. I would like to give you a clue as to what I perceive the void to be.
Yes.
You are the void. Mm-hmm. Audience, you're my void.
Oh, that's deep. But yeah. Anyway, hot presidents.
Okay, well, I know... Everyone wants to know about Lincoln.
Mm-hmm. Where is he? Where has he been?
He's 35.
What?
Does nobody understand?
With 44 being the hottest or 1 being the hottest?
I think 1's the hottest. But okay. Here's the thing. They chose the worst photo of him.
Okay.
Here, take a look. Please is describe.
It's this presidential photograph. I mean, it's not his presidential portrait, but like that's pretty fair. All right. So he has so he has the classic kind of cravat going on.
Yeah.
He has some tussled hair.
It's extremely tussled.
It's like almost angsty, spiky. Like I listened to Jesse McCartney in like the early 2000s, and
nobody understands this guy's music.
And wear like the waffle tee with like the normal t-shirt on top.
He looks like he. No wait, I can't say it. Never. Keep moving. I was
Ben.
It was gonna be an inappropriate.
Oh Ben. But yeah, he has a little cravat. You know, nicely trimmed beard. But the nose is a little hawkish. You know, his frame is a little gaunt. Like, I understand why he's 35. I mean, he's a great dude.
He did well. So, who else were we watching? Nixon beat Lincoln.
Nixon beat Lincoln?
I would say Lincoln got robbed.
Okay, Nixon is jowly. We all know it.
Nixon is a crook.
Literally, the first televised debate in U.S. history took place between Kennedy and Nixon. when they were running in 1959 for the 1960 election. And it was like a total, you know, Nixon might have sounded more, you know, presidential, more important. Like people who listened to the radio thought that Nixon won. But when people saw on the TV, because Kennedy was all like made up and looked very like, Nixon was like sweaty and jowly. And was like, like, you know, everyone was like, oh, Kennedy totally won. Like Nixon's attractiveness is just like at such a net negative that it takes away from his intelligent comments, if he's making intelligent comments at the time.
Okay, I'm just going to go ahead.
Sorry, that was a weird tangent.
No, it was important. I'm glad that
thanks,
happened.
Ben. I value you.
This guy be both of them. Who is he?
Gerald Ford, you mean? Look at that confident stance, though.
Yes,
okay. He's crossing his arms, a slight kind of toothy grin. He kind of looks like an overconfident school bully on a playground. He just took your lunch money. He's totally happy about it.
Either an overconfident school bully or a jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah, truly one and the same.
Those are the same thing.
As far
as I'm
concerned. I was
bullied by jack-o'-lanterns when I was a kid.
Yes. Oh, Ben, we need to bring it up. It's okay.
No, it's
fair. I understand that you're hurting.
Oh, I am not over those scars. Who is this? Oh, my God. Okay. Well, obviously, Obama's number two.
Yeah. I mean, understandable. Obama's a very charismatic and handsome man.
Okay, here's number one. What are you thinking?
All right. Show me. Could it be? Oh.
Will you please paint them a verbal picture?
So, if I had to ID this is Franklin Pierce.
Yes.
Yeah, so, ooh, I'm good at my presidential portraits.
I showed you the name.
I didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
okay, Aiden. No, but Franklin Pierce. All right, let's see. So, he's doing kind of the Napoleonic hand tuck in the breech coat.
What's in there? So, what's he hiding?
I don't know. You never know.
If only we could ask.
If only we could just open up that coat and take a peek-see. You can't. It's a portrait, Ben.
It's a portrait. don't be silly.
Please now. But, you know, he's kind of looking off in the distance, very pensive. His collar is popped, as was the time of the day, but it still exudes bad boy in this kind
absolutely.
Of modern context.
That has not gone away.
He has almost like either very, very sweaty or like weirdly gelled.
He's damp.
He's definitely damp. And locks of like curly hair that then kind of drift down his brow as he like
that looks
off
in the distance. That must be irritating. That's in his eyes 100%
of the
time.
Dude, it's irritating, but it's also irresistible.
Oh my God. Eat him up. That's a 10. That was a callback to our video.
If you have just tuned in, you don't understand that, but clearly you're not loyal to us and the media we give you.
We don't need you. We don't actually stay, please.
Please. We miss you. Come back.
Reach into the void.
But yeah, Franklin Pierce, I mean, I guess I get it, but he was often referred to a dough face.
Was he?
Where he was a northerner who was easily shaped to be a southerner. He went to Bowdoin College, though.
Ah, so, good school.
Well, you know, rivals. Let's make rivalries. Let's stir the pot. Gah.
Speaking of Franklin Pierce, do you want to what?
It's time for Ben's next song, which is titled
Naked, speaking of Franklin Pierce.
Sure. Ben, I don't know what you were thinking about.
I didn't really have a segue.
Yeah.
Should we play it?
I think it's time.
It's beautiful time.
All right, let's give the people what they want. Naked.
By Ex-Ambassadors. Here we go. Yeah.
automobile. And you may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself,
listening to Cream of Wheat with Aiden and Ben on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Ahoy, mateys.
Welcome aboard me ship.
Yes.
Welcome back on my musical vessel.
So, Aiden.
Mm-hmm, Ben.
I had a question.
Yes.
And I think you'll have an answer.
Hmm.
Harmonica music, yay or nay?
Depends on what that was my thinking noise. Depends on what type of harmonica we're talking.
There are multiple types of harmonica.
Oh yeah. So like for example, like a Neil Young style harmonica.
Ah.
Of like a very very melodious, very rhythmic, like no, I can't really do it.
That was it.
Mm-hmm. There it was.
That was a recording of the correct actual...
Well, like, for example, do we know Cowgirl in the Sand? Are you familiar?
I'm not.
Okay. So there's
Will
like...
Will you please do it the way you just did a harmonica noise?
Actually, I don't know if there's harmonica in Cowgirl in the Sand. I think there is. I don't know. My dad would probably be very ashamed of me. that I don't know this.
Hey, for listening, please call in to tell us how ashamed you are. Reach into the void. Thank you.
Bring, bring. Aiden, I never loved you. Thanks, Dad. Wow. But anyway, yeah, I believe there's harmonica and cargo in the sand. I don't know. Definitely on a lot of Neil Young songs, but they very much like carry the melody. There's almost like harmonica solos. Whereas like Bob Dylan, while he's singing, he'll be like, "Buh, I'm Bob Dylan." And then he'll be like, "Me." And it's like very screechy that I don't like. Okay. I'm not a big Bob Dylan fan.
All right.
But yes, that's my short answer.
I have a second question. A follow-up, if you may.
Oh, I may.
Please, would you please explain to me and the void?
Yes.
What type of paper you would be if you were a type of paper?
Loose leaf.
And why is that?
I feel like I'm practical.
But you have some fringes that are kind of super annoying. Is that what you're saying?
You know.
I'm not calling you out. I just want to fully understand your answer.
Yeah, you know. It's all right. I own who I am.
Well, what did we just hear?
Oh, before this we heard Once in a Lifetime by the Talking Heads, a personal classic. One of my favorite lyrics of all time, where David Byrne is, you know, going on as he does, and he goes, "There is water at the bottom of the ocean." I just like that a lot. That always makes me happy.
The best part is it's true.
He's not lying to you.
He's not. He would never.
David, please, don't play me like that, David. And he doesn't. David doesn't play you like that.
He does not play you like that. He does not do you dirty.
No. David will never do you dirty.
Aiden, don't know what time of day it is.
I think it's PSA time.
And what do we have for today?
This is a PSA about the credit fairy. Ben, take us away. Tell us about this mythical being.
Oh, it's really about the credit fairy.
Oh, it's real.
This is a public service announcement. Announcement is written at a slight incline.
Font difference to stress importance.
Importance. Credit scores education. Live announcer copy.
live announcer copy.
Credit fairy.
Read it. Okay, I'm going to shout out accents. Cockney accent.
All right, governor.
This is so fun. I love this game.
You're prepared to be disappointed. There's no magic to improving your credit. I really promise I can't do it.
This is a great game.
but there is help.
This is awful.
You want to give me a different one?
Russian.
Oh, wait. I used to be able to... will you do a Russian accent really quick so I can...
Duh.
Duh.
There we go.
And it's free. Nope.
and it's free.
It's gone.
All right. Just keep going. Make me laugh.
Go to creditfairy.org.
What?
I can't tell you. Brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation.
All right, there we are.
The Leadership Conference.
That's a voice I know and love.
Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund and the Ad Council. That's the full thing.
And the Ad Council.
In all of its screechy goodness.
But yes, if you couldn't tell, Credit Fairy, improve your credit scores.
Yeah, something about Credit Fairy.
This has been a public service announcement from 91.5 WMFO. Yes, in Medford.
I'd like to say it was Cream of Wheat, but we don't want to take credit for that botch.
We don't want to take credit for that. Badoom.
Well.
I think it's that time of the night where we play the game called Play a Song.
Yeah, all right. So here's what I was thinking for the next one. So I don't know. I believe it's a Mitch Hedberg joke.
Oh?
Where he says, "My dad has the heart of a lion and and a lifetime ban at the Brooklyn Zoo."
Okay.
Or something like that.
Oh, haha. Well done. Well done, Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah. He does a good job. It's great. Anyway, this next song, as you would have guessed, is called Lionheart by AJ Smith.
Oh, a classic.
A classic. And here it is.
When I catch your eye, get out of breath. We're stumbling out.
can be a lying heart. If you love me now, I won't let you down. I'll be a lying heart for you. Cause you're perfect and you're worth it. I would walk through fire, burn a thousand times to show my lying heart. First kissed, I needed you every day. Now I've got a ring in my hand, and I can't wait. And my head starts spinning like never before, and my heart keeps pounding like I'm fighting a war. And they say you can't be brave if you're never afraid. Well, I'm shaking and I'm taking a chance, so I can be a lying heart. If you love me now, I won't let you down. I'll be a lying heart for you. Cause you're perfect and you're worth it. I will walk through fire, burn a thousand times to show my love. Be brave if you're never afraid. Well, I'm shaking and I'm taking a chance, so I can be a lying heart. If you love me now, I won't let you down. I'll be a lying heart for you. Thank you.
Hello and good morning to all of our three. Wait, how many?
Dude, it's more than three. We're talking nine listeners.
How do we keep saying it nine after all the things we keep saying? That's my question.
That's all I have to say about that. Ba-doom.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to Cream of Wheat, the only show that is in the morning right now at this hour.
I mean, maybe.
On this station.
At least on this station.
This is the one show.
There it is.
So we have that. And what was that last song called in?
All right. So this song was Bill Murray by Fantagram. I don't know why it was called Bill Murray.
I bet he doesn't know about this.
I mean, maybe he does. Do you think Bill Murray looks himself up on Google?
I hope he's doing better things than that.
It's true. At a certain point, I think you stop worrying about that. You're like, I am Bill Murray. I do not need to worry about my internet presence. I am Bill Murray. I'm untouchable.
Oh, he's untouchable.
I am Bill Murray. I'm an icon. And that's like his kind of daily pump up. And he doesn't need to like Google up Bill Murray. And even though there's a song written about him that doesn't seem to make any sense.
It's not really about him, I would say. Probably not.
More about the situation, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So I had another question.
Oh, Ben, you're just chock full of questions today.
I'm a very curious boy.
I love learning.
The more you know. What was my question? This is a good question. What is your favorite sound effect?
My favorite sound effect?
Yes. And please make it verbally or with other parts of your body. I don't care.
The gentle tongue roll.
Yeah. So speaking of whatever that is, we can keep going. That's cool. Oh, it changes speed. What? Wow.
What's I'm a bullfrog.
What's your favorite thing to sit on?
A lily pad, because I'm a bullfrog.
Yeah, I'm going to play the next song, because this needs to stop. So the next song is Love and Other Drugs by Family and Friends, which is a sweet and wholesome sounding thing. Here it is.
Itself was a troublesome spell. Need a wash into another. I've made myself. myself now most my whole life. Jesus, when I am becoming this is cynical. So I stick to my guns and I keep my aim still. When I shoot to kill, and I don't stop till I got my fill.
So, Aiden.
Mm-hmm, Ben.
I was thinking, since we are on Cream of Wheat.
Yes.
We do like Cream of Wheat, both of us, yes?
Yes.
Do we like oatmeal?
Yes. Given that for our promotional, both of our faces were covered in it, I'd say we'd have to like it at least a moderate amount.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Yes.
But do we like granola?
Granola is good. Do I eat it all the time? No.
Why is that?
It's too crunchy. Too much like sweet elements. I'm a big fan of the savory breakfast. I'm a big eggs guy.
An eggs guy. If you also like eggs, please call in.
That's something that we can connect about.
We could definitely share recipes. My family has an egg recipe.
It's been in my family for generations.
And I remember when they invented generations.
I always hated them.
They were terrible. First you have Aunt Shelley, and then you have Uncle Mark. And
sounds like you were going to say Aunt Shelby, and then you just said Shelley, and you didn't know which you were going with.
You got yes. me. That was 100% what happened.
You caught me.
I've been caught red-handed, my friend. Cuff me up, boys.
Well done.
Thank you. So that's a pertinent topic.
Well, what you just heard before that was Hold Me Now by the Thompson Twins. That's a song that I actually heard while in an Uber in Naples, Florida on the radio. And I just remembered like, stay with me. And I like looked it up on Google and then I found the song again. I was like, yes. So now this is my song to it's hold and to love.
He owns it. And I know that I certainly felt seduced from, that's what you were saying, right? They seduce you.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
Don't do that look like I just made that
I'm
up.
Not crazy. No, yes, the voice is very, like, very, you know, up close and personal.
So, Aiden,
mm-hmm.
Do you believe in love?
Do I believe in love?
We're going to talk about this at 2:50 a.m.
Wow. Yeah, I'd say I believe in love. Do I believe in, like, love at first sight or necessarily, like, soulmates? I mean, if you do, you're ascribing yourself to a pretty, like, weird and depressing idea that, like, there's so many people in this world that you probably wouldn't meet someone even if they're, like, predisposed to be more compatible to you.
I agree. That's
so I just choose not to believe in, like, the idea of soulmates or love at first sight kind of a thing.
You don't believe in soulmates?
No, because I think that it would be kind of this weird surrendering to the, you know, the all-powerful mythos of randomness and probability if you decided to ascribe to the idea of soulmates. However, I don't know. I definitely believe that love is a thing. And, you know, you feel that. And it's really, really real. I think it's cool. How about you, Ben? Let's talk about love.
Let's talk about love. Well, my current leading theory...
Ah.
And it's been
published. This just in.
Yeah, this just in. Breaking news.
Mm-hmm.
Is that breaking news? Ben Michelle thinks mm-hmm. that there are at any given time on yes. this planet Earth,
yes,
7 soulmates per person.
Why 7, Ben? This is my camera noise. This is a press conference, Ben. Why 7, Ben?
Well, thank you for asking. I would say that there are 7 because it feels like the right number. And I feel like love is a feeling, not so much something that follows logic or anything.
Interesting.
Therefore, it follows that at one time there's approximately 7. So let's say one of your soulmates gets hit by a bus. Gone. Dead. Right?
Okay.
Tragic.
Sad.
Yeah. Then...
you have some backups.
Then there are 6 backups, but immediately... There's a new one to fulfill the 7th slot.
What? No, that's not how, like,
no,
compatibility
it is.
Works.
It is, because you can't
It's not just like, whoop, someone that already existed is now perfectly matched to me because someone just got hit by a motor vehicle.
But that is what happens.
False.
That is. Because
incorrect.
The world has changed. A person has died.
Shifted.
Seven people. Always. Constantly.
Curious hypothesis you have there, young Master Michel.
Yes.
Indeed.
And... perhaps one of my soulmate's names is Alice, and she is standing currently by the Hudson, and she might be, that whole phrase might be the title of an AJR song.
That we're about to play?
That we're...
Segway?
A segue? Perhaps? A bad one?
Do I smell segue? All right. Let's bump it.
Alice by the Hudson by AJR in the Infinity album.
Sounds good.
Here all right. She is.
To give, forgiving them in time, darling, had enough, and now I understand, so put your hands in mine.
What you just heard was Alice by the Hudson by AJR. And now what you're hearing is Aiden and Ben signing off.
Thank you for a wonderful time tonight, everyone.
Yes.
We had a roller coaster of emotions.
We had our heads talked. planted some sunflower beans.
We sure did. And we learned about what's inside of our lion heart and how many soulmates we all have.
We also talked about Bill Murray.
A lot about Bill Murray.
Only a little bit about Bill Murray.
Enough about Bill Murray.
Well done. Touche. So yeah, you've been listening to Aiden and Ben on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And now, it's back.